Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an inspiring show based on stories, experiences, friends, faith, and family. You know, the good stuff in life. So when life throws you down, don't lose faith. Carry on with more meaning. Let's roll.
Hello, this is episode 26 of Sincerely Trish. Not bad. I want to thank anyone who's ever appeared on the show. I really appreciate it. And of course, anyone who's ever listened. You know, the other day, my husband and I were taking a walk. It was really nice out. We're with our dogs. And out of the blue, this woman appears who knew Natalie in elementary school. And she said, "I don't know how you guys can leave your house. I knew how special Natalie was." You know, what would life be like if we did not trust, if we did not believe with all of our heart that there is eternal life? We wouldn't be able to get out of bed. We would not be able to function. And going to Mass and receiving the body and blood of Christ is my drug. Listening to the gospel reading and the Word of God, that is my drug, and that truly does save me. Other things that save me is my family, sticking together, my friends, laughter, my dogs, taking walks, and here's a new one, Pilates. I'm not the type of person that's going to go and run a marathon, but I discovered Pilates. And my core, and my stability, and my posture, and my balance, and my flexibility have all greatly improved. Also, it's much easier on your joints. Pilates has been really instrumental to my healing. And today I want to introduce you to my Pilates instructor. All right, now I'm going to talk to one of my friends. Well, she's become a friend. She's actually my trainer. And her name is Deanna.
Girardano,
did you hear that? She owns her own studio here in Kenmore, New York. And the name of the studio is Studio Sophia, which I love because she named that after her beloved daughter. And what we moms would do for our kids. And we always have that strong, strong connection to our daughters. So Studio Sophia with the poppy seed, who she named after her dad, another strong family connection, all to make us feel better. When all of this happened to Natalie, one of my dear friends and neighbors, Donna, gave me a gift certificate to Studio Sophia for personal training. And it was just one of the best things I have ever received. Because during that time, you don't even really want to go out of your house. And if you do go out of your house, chances are you're just going to start crying, and you can't explain why or where you're at. And if you went to a big gym, it would be difficult. So I had this one-on-one personal training where Deanna taught me Pilates, and what an incredible benefit it is for me. Deanna's going to talk a little bit about the benefits of Pilates.
When I discovered Pilates very long time ago, I discovered that Pilates is for everyone. It is something that everyone can do to give them strength and flexibility and hope and just a good stretch for the day and to kind of enlighten them and actually soften their day and soften their step and make them feel better about themselves. And when I felt that way, I believe that I could give this to other people. So my story started a long time ago, but my studio started about 4.5 years ago. And it's all just there to help people because I love it so much. And I wanted to bring that to other people to show them how much I love it. And I know they will love it too. And because of Trish, I've learned a lot too. She's become quite a great person to me. And it's given me hope in a lot of ways. So I learn a lot myself. So it's not just coming in.
Well, you get some church homilies. You get some church homilies. I get a lot.
And we laugh.
Yes, we do.
But you know what? It's a give and take, too. Sometimes, you know, I'm training with you, but I'm also learning from you. And I hope you're learning from me. And I want to be able to help you feel better about yourself. And you help me in a lot of ways feel better about myself. So it's a nice compliment. And that's why I enjoy my job so much.
Oh, I thought it was a one-way street. I thought I was just learning from you. I notice you have a lot of different clients here. You have some men, some women, some children. And it's just, for me, I'm not a runner. I know you are. And I know a lot of people here do. You have a fantastic running group. You have a walking group. But to stretch your body is so beneficial to me. And what is the purpose of that nice dig you do at the end?
Well, that is called the channel of life, basically. It's a yoga move, and it's also part of massage. The endocrine system is very delicate, and that little dig that I do at the end kind of brings the body back to normal. It's where the acupuncture line goes. So it's very beneficial to everyone to just have that little extra push and stretch at the end of my sessions. I do it alone. I don't know any other Pilates teacher that does that. I just learned that from friends and massage therapists and yoga students that this is very helpful to people, and it shows that it does help people, and they love it.
So we go on the bar, what's the bed called?
That's the Cadillac or the trapeze table.
We do that, and then we go on the other one.
Well, the reformer is where we normally start, which is the basic and beginning of Pilates. That's where Joseph Pilates, as a young child, was sick, so he learned to take care of himself in his bed, and that's why it's shaped like in the size of a bed. And he used the springs of the mattresses in order to give himself the resistance. So later on, as he got more involved in gymnastics and stuff in Germany, he was able to then become a nurse and provide help for people in the military and servicemen that needed help after they got injured. And not one of his people died. So he really was the front runner of making sure people get back to a healthier lifestyle and get their bodies back to normal. And that's what Pilates does.
And that is named after this Joseph Pilates. And when was he alive?
He was born in the late 1800s. He died when he was in his 80s in the 70s. But he's still to this day, he has brought so much to the Pilates community. People just, everything he even said, and we still repeat it. And it's because of everything he did, he makes us Pilates instructors want to, you know, continue his way of life, and we love it.
Well, this is just a great place. Studio Sophia, you have personal training, you have a lot of classes, and I found that Mondays were always a difficult day for me because I would think, oh, I have to start another week without Natalie. How can I do this? I miss her so much. But yet, if you, well, for me, I like to go to Mass, but then I like to go to Studio Sophia. Because I know that my endorphins are going to be released. I know you're going to be taking care of yourself. God wants you to take care of your body. And it's just a wonderful place. So give us your addresses on Delaware and Kenmore.
2852 Delaware Avenue.
What's your website?
StudioSophia.biz, B-I-Z. My number is 716-903-1009.
It's just a great thing, and I really appreciate you being on today, Deanna.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We owe it to the people who have gone before us to be our best selves. We owe it to God, our Creator, to be our best selves. I know myself well enough to have a scheduled time each week to make sure I get my Pilates in. I'm not going to ever admit that days are easy. Some days are very difficult. But when you schedule that time for your Pilates, when you have your faith, when you have your family, you have your friends, and you have each other, we can get through it. What would life be like if we did not believe in eternal life? I don't ever want to find out. Thank you for listening to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Each and every Tuesday, a new show is aired on PoodleWalker.com. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.